It's Thursday, the 19th of December, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Electoral Commission of Namibia Commissioner Pius Ikwambi says that if political parties were not satisfied with the 2 days allotted for the court-ordered inspection of election material, they could have requested additional time and the ECN would have complied, as the Commission did not oppose such a request. The comment comes after political parties raised concerns yesterday that the allocated 48 hours might limit their ability to gather sufficient data during the inspection.
So it cannot be true that the 2 days are not sufficient, as though it was a dictation of terms or time by the ECN, because if the parties or political parties in question were not satisfied with the 2 days, they could have requested for more and we could have agreed, because you might be aware, like I explained yesterday, the Commission did not oppose the request from the political parties. Perhaps it's also just to clarify that the 2 days should be sufficient, because we are only dealing with one election as we speak. We are not dealing with the presidential election. The electoral court only ordered the inspection to occur in respect of materials pertaining to the National Assembly elections.
The government has acquired a 24% stake in Hyphen Hydrogen Energy through SDG Namibia 1, a 1 billion euro blended financing vehicle for green hydrogen investment. Green Hydrogen Commissioner James Newpe explains that the SDG 1 fund, also known as Climate Investor 3 Namibia, is a partnership with the Environmental Investment Fund, Climate Fund Managers and Invest International.
The fund is managed by NAMH2 Fund Managers, a joint venture between government's Environment Investment Fund and climate-focused blended finance fund manager, Climate Fund Managers, and the Dutch development finance institution Invest International. Hyphen looks forward to continuing its strong working relationship with the government and the managers of the SDG Namibia 1 Fund as we build out this transformational project for the country and its people.
South Africa's National Agricultural Marketing Council has welcomed Botswana's decision to lift restriction on vegetable imports, including turmeric, pumpkins, green peas and mushrooms. Council spokesperson Mashao Mohale says the ban has had a negative impact, including lost export earnings and disruptions to food systems.
Vegetable prices, for example, have dropped 4.0% month-on-month and 2.6% year-on-year as of November 2024. This can be a sign of surplus of some veggies as per the economic theory of supply and demand. This puts downward pressure on prices.
Parts of Southern Africa are facing another dry season following an El Nino-induced drought, the worst in decades. Despite expectations of October rainfall, countries like Zimbabwe have seen little rain. Over half of Zimbabwe's population, roughly 16 million people, required food aid this year. World Food Programme Country Director Barbara Clements believes land reforms and climate change have further weakened Zimbabwe's ability to sustain food production. And Israel has said it targeted port and energy facilities used by the Houthi rebel group in Yemen.
Incoming missile alerts sounded just before 3 a.m., sending Tel Aviv residents into shelters awaiting the all clear from authorities. Israeli defense says the missile came from Yemen, prompting the IDF to launch a series of airstrikes against targets they say were operated by the Yemen-based Houthi rebel group, who in the past has claimed responsibility for a series of drone and missile attacks against not just Israel, but also commercial shipping in the Red Sea. Footage in Israeli media showed serious damage to a school in the Tel Aviv suburbs. Authorities say they believe it was the result not of a direct impact, but rather falling debris from the interception of the Yemeni missile by the country's Iron Dome air defense system. Trent Murray, Tel Aviv.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.